Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Welcome into the gym class here on KGYM for a Wednesday, April the 3rd. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Kyle Mann, our producer. Good show coming up. Lots to get to on the docket here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, locally owned and operated. Tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, and everybody at KGYM sent you. Going to talk with Morgan Hawk, the play-by-play voice, one of the play-by-play voices of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Colonels open the Midwest League season tomorrow night against the Peoria Chiefs. We've got Colonels tickets to the game, one of their games against the Kane County Cougars for you to win before 4 o'clock. We'll have that coming your way on the program here today. Also, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com and visit with Chris for the first time. Of course, Major League Baseball season is underway, as we know, and fantasy baseball underway. If you have questions for Chris, you can get those ready to go. And Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. But Mark, good afternoon. We start things off with the rumor mill here today. And it's always an interesting rumor mill at the completion of a sports season. And that's what we have allegedly right now in Eastern Iowa and maybe in Northwestern Arkansas, as there are reports, including from Rob Howe out there, who not only does a great job with his Hawkeye reporting, but also helps us here at KGYM, that University of Arkansas is at least interested in Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And it's an interesting development. I don't put a whole lot of stock in it myself. Knowing what I know and reading what I've read so far on this subject, Rob Howe got in contact with Fran McCaffrey today, asked him point blank whether he had contact with Arkansas or any of his his agent, anybody else, and Fran McCaffrey said a flat no. Should we believe Fran? Why not? Apparently there was a flight from Springdale, Arkansas to Iowa City that happened on Monday, which was April 1st. Flight records show that,
I didn't think about that.
Springdale, which is Arkansas's Fayetteville's version of Coralville.
Correct.
To flight to Iowa City that landed at 2:11 on Monday. Well, Fran McCaffrey was in Des Moines on Monday. Attending a student-athlete function. He was not in Iowa City for at least most of the day. This originated with a source in Arkansas saying that Eric Musselman, McCaffrey, Rick Pitino were among,
Richard
Pitino, I'm sorry, were among the coaches being considered. I don't make a lot of it right now.
What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Is it is Fran genuinely interested, in your opinion? Is this just Arkansas reaching out? Fran saying, yeah, this is a very gracious offer, or at least it shows that I am a coach that another university needs. Because there are people here. There have been people through the years, all 9 years. There have been people this year, even when Iowa was going good, that have not been in Fran McCaffrey's corner. Is this just to show, hey, other people think I do a pretty good job of coaching? I mean, there are a lot of ways you can look at this. It doesn't necessarily mean Fran McCaffrey is leaving, but you never say never in any situation.
No, not at all. You can't really blame Arkansas for reaching out to Fran McCaffrey if that did happen. Ask yourself this, why would Fran McCaffrey be at all interested in Arkansas? He's got a contract at Iowa through 2024 that pays him $2.3 million now on a rise up to $3 million. His next year will have two sons in the program. Just coming off a pretty good season, and he returns almost everyone from that team, pending anyone looking at the NBA. Why would Fran McCaffrey? I mean, is that a better job? That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which men's basketball job is better? Would it be Iowa or Arkansas? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Arkansas is trying to keep up with the Auburns and the Kentuckys. Arkansas has not been relevant since Nolan Richardson in the mid-90s.
And 40 minutes of hell.
Has not won a conference championship since 1994. Has not reached the Sweet 16 since 96. And that came after back-to-back national championship game appearances. But this is a program that is in search of someone who can restore the glory to Arkansas. And in reaching out to Fran McCaffrey, if that happened, that's Arkansas's way of saying perhaps we need a pretty high-profile, experienced coach to take us to the next level.
Isn't it just a strange fit in your mind, though? When people think of Arkansas, they either think of two things, what you talked about as far as Nolan Richardson is concerned.
I think of Brett Bielema, right?
Well, I think, yeah, but that didn't go real well. Also, don't you think about the last time, really, that university was relevant or got national headlines was the infamous Dana Altman hire that lasted for about a day after Frank Broyles, forever former AD, former football coach, associated with the University of Arkansas, an icon and a legend, had Dana Altman call the Hogs. The famous Call the Hogs clip. Wish we could play it. Calling the Hogs now. Suey Pig. And things like that. And Dana Altman. And they did it three times. We watched it again today because, you know, you have to in the sports office. And after, you know, they did it one time maybe. And then after the second time it was, and then Dana Altman's face after the third time. Do you see Fran McCaffrey calling the Hogs in Fayetteville? I just think it's not a great fit. But I could be wrong.
I just don't think it adds up. One of the reports was Arkansas was willing to pay him $10 million for three seasons.
Now, that is not an exaggeration. There is plenty of money in Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it tied around a certain department store that is nationwide. We'll just say that. A lot of money down there in that neck of the woods, backed by that certain brand.
This baffles me, and it shouldn't surprise me. On the Hertzian Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600, 6712, Arkansas can have him. It's time for a change.
And there are people out there, just like that texter said.
I want to know why. I want to know why, and who would you get better than Fran McCaffrey?
That's
right
my
now?
Question. Who is going to come to the University of Iowa that's going to be a better coach than Fran McCaffrey?
Coming off a 23-win season, an upper division finish in an ultra-tough Big Ten, winning a game in the NCAA tournament, playing Tennessee off its feet in the second half, taking that team to overtime. Pretty good job.
And it also shows that Fran McCaffrey right now, maybe his stock is about as high as it's been as far as coaching since he's been at the University of Iowa. 319-366-1600. A lot of things to consider out there. The first thing is you got to ask, is this a better job for Fran McCaffrey? It's a sideways move, I think.
At best.
Richard Pitino, is this a better job in Fayetteville than in Minneapolis? Now, you could say yes to a few of those things. Williams Arena, I love Williams Arena. I love the barn. But it's not the most modern facility. Coral Hawkeye Arena has been recently renovated. I was recently got the practice facility. Bud Walton Arena down in Fayetteville is a terrific facility down there where Arkansas plays. I think it's still called Bud Walton Arena, but it might have been changed corporately. We'll have to, if so, I apologize to all the Arkansas Razorback folks out there. But you can see, I can see Richard Pitino leaving Minnesota more than I can see Fran leaving. Now, Eric Musselman, and that's a no-brainer. Going from the Mountain West Conference in Nevada and what he's done there with the Wolfpack, going to Arkansas, yes, that's a move up. I can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
I just, of the three guys that have been rumored to go with the airplane, Fran McCaffrey is the one that kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit. At least in my case. At least in my case. Thank you, Kyle.
Maybe someone should reach out to the flight company and ask why that plane went to Iowa City.
Yeah.
That'd be a smart question, wouldn't it? Might not get an answer, but you'd at least ask.
319-366-1600. So, Fran, at least the rumors
maybe
are out
there.
Maybe
we should do that now.
Give him a call.
Just have Kyle.
Kyle, call the airplane.
Call the flight company in Arkansas. Ask why that plane flew to Iowa City on Monday.
Working on it. Working on it out there. We're going to talk to Morgan Hawk coming up here in a couple of minutes or so. And the Colonels start their season here in just a little bit. And we'll get that. Kyle's on it, man.
Springdale Municipal Airport.
Springdale Municipal
in
Airport.
In Arkansas.
Ask them if they're missing a flight on Monday. we got baseball going on. They've gone to the 10th inning scoreless between Tampa and Colorado. 8th inning, the Phillies looking to stay unbeaten, leading the Nationals 7-6. Trey Turner out for a while with a messed up finger. The White Sox have just beaten Corey Kluber and the Indians 8-3. Yoan Moncada, a big day, hit his second home run of the year. Carlos Rodon with the victory for the White Sox. Middle of the eighth, the Twins and the Royals are tied at 6. Into the second inning, the Diamondbacks and the Padres are scoreless. Final from earlier on today was the Brewers beating the Reds by a score of 1-0, a three-hitter for Milwaukee. Brewers now 6-1 on the season. And just getting underway, Detroit at the Yankees and Baltimore at Toronto. Tomorrow's home opener for the White Sox has already been postponed due to inclement weather moving through Chicago. That game will now be played on Friday. They just moved it back 24 hours, the home opener for the Sox. 2-3 now in the year.
On the text line, 6712, which kind of said, you know, let Arkansas have him. Are we going to just be okay with mediocrity with the basketball program? Your honest opinion, do you think Fran can take Iowa to the Sweet 16 in the next 5 years? I don't think so. And a lot of fans are tired of mediocrity.
I can't call what happened this year mediocrity.
We want more, and you have to make changes to try and get better.
I will just say this. Buyer beware, because what was the result the last time? The last time Iowa made that decision. You remember very well the results the last time Iowa made that decision.
It wasn't good.
No, Iowa went into basketball oblivion basically for 12 years. And just trying to come out of it. So my response is, I understand you want to win. Fans want to do that, but be careful. Be careful what you ask for out there. 316, we're going to get Morgan Hawk on the line right now and talk a little Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball with Morgan. More on the Hawkeye situation coming up. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn are going to be addressing that coming up today as well. So we will have more on that coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is also going to be joining us. And get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go for Chris. By the way, if you're thinking of fantasy football and you want to ask Chris a question about a certain college player, I will alert you right now, Chris doesn't follow college football. And he will be the first one to tell you that. So we'll talk with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk to Morgan Hawk here in just a moment or so as the Colonels get ready to start their season tomorrow night at home as they take on Peoria. I had a chance to meet some of the players and the coaching staff last night at Meet the Players Night. The media night, they went through an on-field workout, if you will, a little infield outfield. Made Jeff Johnson and I long for the days of baseball again. But then I said, Jeff, hey, let's get into the cage and get some swings. He said, no. He reminded me that might not go real well. All right, Morgan's joining us here at 3:17 on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And Morgan, of course, one of the play-by-play voices of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, also helped us out with some basketball this past winter, and we really appreciate him doing that. And Morgan, ready or not, it's baseball season. That's got a good ring to it, doesn't it?
It is. It certainly feels like it, and especially that rough winter that we had. So we're so excited to get going here come Thursday night, tomorrow already. And boy, it's just something about when the team gets in town on, and they came here on Sunday, it really rejuvenates everybody around here, and you kind of realize what you're really working for, and that's the games, and we're ready to go tomorrow night.
You've seen a lot of teams come to town and a lot of credentials behind each name. What was your impression of the roster that you saw that arrived here?
Well, I think it's a good mix of some veteran players, which can be good and bad, I guess. But I think in a lot of times you won't have too many really old players in this league because it means they haven't moved on to the next level. But I think we've got a good core of veteran players that are really ready to make that next jump. And you started these guys like Trey Cabbage and, you know, Michael Davis, Andrew Bechtold, David Banuelos, who have experience in this league that have certainly shown, you know, spurts of being very, very good ball players, and hopefully they're able to make that next step here pretty quickly. So you have a good core of those type of players, but also some young kids that I think will be really exciting for fans to watch. Junior Severino, an infielder for this team, which will be exciting to watch him progress. He'll be one of the big names on this team. And then a lot of talent on the pitching staff, guys like Blaine Inlow, who I know Scott had a chance to talk to last night, and he was with us all last year and got some really good stuff. He'll be our starting pitcher tomorrow in the opener, high school kid out of Louisiana. And he's ready to go tomorrow against Peoria because they gave him the loss in the last game the Colonels played in the postseason last year over in Illinois. So he's ready to face this team again. And a lot of good names on that pitching staff. Jordan Balazovic will certainly give us some good innings right out of the gates. And a lot of good young arms as well. So I think it's a good mix of young and old, which will be a good fit here early.
Yeah, young and old, and I think you hit it right on the right, hit the nail on the head there, Morgan. And interesting talking with the guys last night, and they said we asked them what kind of team is this, and they said it's a blue collar team. He says, most of us have been here before. Most of us know exactly what we need to do. Might not be the most stylish team to come down the line, but said that this team really knows how to get the job done. And you've been around some of these guys before last year. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And going back to that not as stylish of a team, I think that's absolutely correct as well. You look at last year with, you know, the headliners of Royce Lewis and Alex Kirilloff. We had Trevor Larnach join us late, another first-round draft pick. He's moved on from Cedar Rapids. And you really look at the past several years as a Twins affiliate, Byron Buxton and Cole Stewart, a lot of first-round draft choices have started the year in Cedar Rapids. This year's a little bit different, and really the top prospect in the Twins system that everybody is kind of waiting on is Wander Javier, and I think eventually he'll be here. They're just going to keep him down at extended spring training here for a little bit, but eventually he'll be here. But you're right, there's not a lot of big-time names, but there are a lot of really solid baseball players, which I think in this league, especially early, with that experience, will be really beneficial. Guys that went through the league, they understand the travel, some of the different ballparks will really be beneficial for a team here early on in April where it's not going to be too bad this weekend, but we may see some really cold temperatures at some point before it's all said and done.
Is there a player or players that fans should really look forward to watching this season, or is that player Javier?
I think it probably is Javier to an extent when he does get here. Severino is going to be terrific in the middle infield. He'll be exciting to watch. A lot of guys in that outfield will be exciting to see how they progress. Trey Cabbage, Deshaun Kearsey Jr. is an interesting name as well. He was a fourth-round pick out of Utah, so he's played some big-time college baseball. Jacob Pearson will also be in that outfield, who came over, was a high draft pick by the Angels, was involved in a trade that sent him to the Twins organization. Ben Rodriguez is a player that was here all of last year. He can give you a lot of power. He can play first base. We'll also see him behind the plate doing some catching, too. And, you know, as far as the pitching staff, there's a lot of names that we don't necessarily know, but we do know what we're going to get out of Blaine Inlow and Jordan Balazovic, who will give us some good innings early on. But then a guy like Cole Sands, who's a fifth-round draft pick last year out of Florida State, he's going to make his professional debut whenever he does pitch here first for the Colonels. So I think Sands will be a fun name to watch here for the Colonels throughout the season. He might be a guy that sticks around for a while, too.
Morgan Hawk joining us at 3:23 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. This team has had success before. Winning championships, playing very good baseball. They're a very confident group. You know, not overly confident, but a confident group nonetheless coming up to Cedar Rapids this year.
Definitely. I was putting together a few notes. We have our team dinner tonight down in the Amana, so I was putting together a few notes for that. And if you look at it, guys, we're kind of in the glory years of professional baseball in Cedar Rapids. The team has advanced to the playoffs in six consecutive years. That's a team record. We've went to the second round of the postseason five straight years, including a trip to the Midwest League Championship Series and went all the way to the final game. So certainly a lot of success over the past few years that will really bode well. And teams that, you know, at this level, it's all about development, but also it's good to win, and winning can become contagious as you move throughout the system. And, you know, it's always a much better clubhouse when you win, no doubt.
They're strapping on the feed bag today, I know, which is always a highlight before the season gets started. So they'll have full bellies before they get thinking about baseball anyway for tomorrow.
Yeah, luckily it's a night game tomorrow night, so no noon game tomorrow, so you can rest up after that good meal tonight we have down at the Ox Yoke Inn.
That'll be good. Broadcasters get a go, too?
They do, luckily. So that's one thing we get to partake in. So we're pretty fortunate, not just us, but really our whole staff, our board of directors, speaks to us. And it's a standing agreement. If the team will win 10 consecutive games and go on a 10-game winning streak, we get to go back. And we've done that quite a few times over the past several years, too. Come close a lot of times as well, but hopefully we'll get to that 10-game streak and get to go back at some point this year.
Yeah, just for the people out there, anything new as far as the Midwest League is concerned or at the ballpark that people can look forward to?
Well, around the Midwest League, the Marlins are now in this league with the Clinton Lumber Kings, so that's pretty interesting. I don't see really any trips by Derek Jeter to Clinton, Iowa anytime soon, but it's certainly a cool connection, and we haven't seen the Marlins in this league, so some new prospects and new faces. But other than that, as far as, you know, around the Midwest League, it's pretty much business as usual, and we'll certainly get to see all the top prospects come through Cedar Rapids. And, you know, it's as far as local affiliates, you know, you've got the Cardinals and with the Peoria Chiefs, the Cubs are still in South End, so we see them limited times throughout the season. But, you know, it's certainly going to be fun. And around the ballpark, you know, we've done some different things out in the pavilion, so some renovations there. And, of course, we've got the Taco Dog, which the Z has been promoting greatly as well. So we're looking forward to that. And we'll have to get you guys out to try the Taco Dog.
I've seen the Taco Dog. They swear by the taco dog.
Yeah.
Claire and Eric do.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to having my first taco dog, but rave reviews on it so far. Have you had a taco dog?
I have. We got pretty lucky. We were able to try it. It was at a few weeks ago and test things out. I will say I like the hard shell. The hard shell seems to go well, and I think you guys will like it. I mean, it's a taco and a hot dog. I mean, it's two pretty good things. It's not a bad combination when you put those together, no doubt.
What can go wrong with that? Two right? things American loves.
You're exactly right.
Very good stuff. So Peoria coming in to kick off the season tomorrow night. Tickets still available, I would imagine.
You bet. You can get tickets at kernels.com. You can also stop by the box office. Easiest way to do it is just go online, kernels.com, and get your tickets today. And you can buy them for as many games as you want throughout the course of the season. So a lot of great promotions, of course, fireworks. And you can find all the fireworks dates online and all the different promotions that we have throughout the season all at the website at kernels.com.
Yeah, very good. And Morgan, look forward to talking throughout the season. Have a good 2019, and we'll talk down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Look forward to it, and we're ready to roll here tomorrow night.
There you go. Peoria and the Colonels coming up tomorrow night. Thanks, Morgan. Appreciate it.
Yep, you bet.
3:28 here on the Gym Class for Wednesday here on KGY. I'm Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Going to be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. Why don't we go ahead and, since we're talking Colonels, give away our prize package today and for the week. Colonels tickets to see the Colonels take on Kane County next week. Colonels baseball back, as we just talked about with Morgan. First pitch coming up tomorrow against the Peoria Chiefs. The very first Z102.9 Mug Club of the night, of the year, I should say, comes up on Friday night. Have a mug and a taco dog. I've heard Claire keeps telling me these things are great. Taco dog is amazing.
What if you like tacos but not hot dogs?
Give it a whirl.
Okay.
Give it a whirl out there. Caller 6. You're going to have...
What do you put on it?
Anything you want.
You got mustard on a hot dog, right?
Well, I do.
Hot sauce on a taco. I mean, that...
You got to pick one or the other, or maybe try a combination. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're going to pick up tickets to see the Colonels and Kane County in a game coming up next week, courtesy of the Colonels and all of us here at KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. We'll tell you who our winner is, and Chris Liss of RotoWire.com going to be joining us as well. You want a taco dog now, don't you?
No, I'm going to call this airport in Arkansas. See what I can find out.
Mark's going to get a hold of Springdale Airport and see what we can find out. Back with more after this.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Come see this new affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
The Colonels are back, and it's time to party at the park. Opening night for your Cedar Rapids Colonels is Thursday, April 4th. Join us for opening night at Colonels Baseball and enjoy fresh popcorn, jumbo hot dogs, and ice-cold beverages. Remember to grab your 2019 magnet schedule at the game and mark down all the great promotions for the upcoming season. Be there when the Colonels take the field on Thursday, April 4th. Get your tickets now by visiting kernels.com for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the issue, which means you can do the job right the first time, saving you time and money down the road. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you at 3:33 on the Gym Class on KGYM. Congratulations to Richard in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see Colonels baseball next week. Tickets remain. Go to colonels.com for the opener tomorrow night as the Colonels will take on the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A Midwest League affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Mark, during that break, was in touch with a Bill, correct?
Yes, I'm not sure Bill's capacity, but I called the airport manager's office, and Bill answered. I had a conversation with Bill asking him about this flight that went from Springdale to Iowa City to Minneapolis to Reno and what he knew about it. He said it was news to him. I said, you know, it was April 1st. Could it have been an April Fool's joke? And he kind of laughed and said, I'm not sure. But he did. He gave me a number for Mike, who's in the tower at the Springdale Airport, and he may have more information on this. So
stay with us.
I'm going to pursue that.
Stay with us. More to come as we try to track down airplanes here on the program. Kyle wants to talk with you real quick here. All right. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. And Chris, of course, our fantasy football and fantasy baseball, our fantasy sports expert here on the program. We talk fantasy baseball right now, courtesy of Imon Communications. Of course, they also have the Bracket Challenge going on. $500 first prize going out to our winner of the KGYM Bracket Challenge. And we look forward to handing over that check from Imon and all of us here at KGYM. But, Chris set to join us right now here on this Wednesday. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Are you still in Portugal? That's the first question.
Still in Portugal. It's 9:30 my time as we're speaking. So, yep, in Europe.
Very good. Very good. Do you get to see Major League? You get to see Major League Baseball, though, at kind of unusual times still, though, even being in Portugal.
Yeah, I mean, if the games are starting at 7 Eastern, which a lot of them do, obviously, then that's midnight, and maybe I'll catch a couple innings and go to sleep. But any kind of day baseball, like on a Wednesday, like today, I'm watching, checking out different scores.
Very good.
Pretty good. You know, the scheduling is not too bad.
How did your drafts go, Chris? Who were you really locked in on? And are they paying off at this early hour?
The answer to your second question is no. The answer to your first question, I'll give you a few names that I had some shares in. Yasiel Puig. Miguel Cabrera. I had a bunch of Cabrera. He's been, you know, slow, but he looks healthy, so I'm not too worried about him. I'm trying to think. I had some Sonny Gray shares, the pitcher, and he was awful in his first outing. But, you know, for all, like, the kind of superstar guys that kind of spread the wealth, I have a few shares of Mookie Betts. He's off to a slow start. But, you know how baseball is. You can't really sweat it. I guess with certain pitchers, like if you have a Chris Sale, you might be kind of nervous right now, but otherwise you don't sweat it too much.
No, you don't have Willems Astudillo, apparently, so.
I do. I do.
Do you?
Places.
He's hot. 750 right now. Huh?
He's doing great. I love that guy.
Not bad anyway. You mentioned that you can't get too high or too low early on as far as any of your players. And, you know, it's been basically not even a week. A week tomorrow as far as the season. So you can't just cut bait on some of these guys early on.
No, I mean, baseball is, you know, a long-haul sport. It's a long-term buy and hold. But there are a couple things you should think about. Mm-hmm. One is, if a guy's coming back from an injury like Marcelo Ozuna, and he's, you know, generating a lot of weak contact, he's not really hitting the ball very hard, you wonder, is his shoulder really better? So, you know, injury guys, you kind of keep an eye on how are they really doing. Miguel Cabrera's hit a lot of hard outs. I don't really feel too worried about him yet. Let's see if he holds up. Two, pitchers are always worrisome. I mean, Chris Sale, I have one share of him, and I'm very worried about it. His velocity's way down. He got hurt last year. His velocity was down in the playoffs. Everyone thought once the Redskins, I mean the Redskins, the Red Sox signed him to a long-term extension, like, well, you know, we don't have to vet him. The Red Sox obviously just did, so we can trust them. Well, maybe not. So the pitchers are another issue. And the third thing is, you know, if a kind of unknown player starts really crushing it, your league mates are not going to wait around and leave him on the waiver wire for you to, you know, just establish for absolute certainty that he's having a breakout. You have to sometimes act quickly. So it's only been 6 days, but keep your eyes open.
Two-part question for you on the text line, Chris. 8532 needs to drop one of these two, Profar or Kiki Hernandez?
Ooh, that's actually a tough question. Kiki Hernandez changed his swing around, and he's been red hot to start the year. And he is the starting second baseman for the Dodgers. And Profar plays pretty much every day. He's off to a slow start. But Profar was a great prospect, and he also had a good year last year. I think I'd probably take Profar over him, but it's close.
Second part of the question is, need to drop one of these two, Jesse Winker or Hunter Renfro?
I'd probably drop Renfro. It depends how deep the league is. I think Renfro is safer. I think Winker has more upside in the park that he plays in.
There you go.
Schebler continues to nod head. Winker's going to be in that leadoff spot more.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in a couple weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, Nick Senzel is going to take over for Schebler.
Yeah. Hopefully, Scott will get things rolling here, our local product for the Cincinnati Reds. If you have a question for Chris, text us or give us a call, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line so far. Baseball question. And I know you're gearing up for football, but we're not going to ask you about prospects because we know you don't. We caution our listeners.
I don't know.
You don't
really
know yet.
I have no idea.
So,
you know, I watched a little college hoops for once and watched Zion Williamson play, and that was pretty exciting. But no, I don't know anything about the college football guys.
Was there a super impactful deal that was made in the NFL?
Which deal do you mean? Odell Beckham?
Well, it could have been any of them, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a Giants fan, I love Beckham, and I thought this franchise was just a cowardly, pathetic, you know, excuse. You know, Wellington Mara was one of the Giants of football, and he helped build the league. But, you know, the second generation is always weak and feckless. And, you know, John Mara never stood up for Odell Beckham when the media was on him. Always sided with the carcass that used to be Eli. And, of course, they're probably sticking with Eli. They paid him his roster bonus. So under those circumstances, I actually wasn't that mad they traded Beckham because he needs to get away from Eli and play with a real quarterback, which he finally will. And they did get a first-rounder back. They did get Jabril Peppers, a quality safety after losing Landon Collins, free agency. And they did get a first-round and a third-round pick. So it wasn't terrible, but, you know, he's one of my favorite players of all time. So I was obviously sad to see him go.
Yeah, and boy, that Cleveland offense could be dynamite, though.
I mean, it's going to be exciting because Mayfield really seems like the real thing. And that was with absolutely terrible receivers. Now you got Beckham there with Njoku, and Landry is much more suited to a complimentary slot role, not a major outside guy. It's going to be a really fun team to watch.
Back to baseball. 319-366-1600 as we talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com in a Wednesday edition of the program. How many home runs do you project Bryce Harper to hit in Philadelphia? He's already got three, and boy, if he stays healthy, he's going to strike out a ton, but he's going to hit some. He's going to hit a pretty good quantity of home runs.
Kind of had the last laugh yesterday in Washington.
Yes, he did. He had the last laugh yesterday.
He did have the last laugh. I'll give him 42. You know, I mean, obviously he could hit 50. It's a very friendly home run park for lefties, and it's much better than the park he left. But, you know, he's been banged up a lot. And one thing that, you know, people overlook this in fantasy, but all the sabermetric guys, they're like, oh, look at his on-base percentage. Look how much he walks. Yeah, that's great in real life because you're getting on base instead of making it out. But you kind of hate it in fantasy. You're like, every walk, unless the bases are loaded, is a missed RBI, a missed chance for an RBI. It's a missed chance for a home run. Harper doesn't steal a ton of bases, so you're not getting – maybe you score more runs because of it, but he walks a ton. And so, you know, he doesn't get as many at-bats as the guys who are more free swingers. So I'll say 40 home runs, 41 maybe. There's upside for more, but I wouldn't be banking on, you know, high 40s or low 50s.
I'm going over on it, though. I think I'm thinking like 45-ish or so.
He could do it. So he's in the right place.
Cody Bellinger off for five already. Paul Goldschmidt had 3-1 game. He's off to a very good start. Probably nobody off to a better start than Chris Mielich, though, of the Brewers.
Was an MVP last year. Keeps hitting. And I don't have any shares. I didn't want to buy the career year. He's a top five pick in many leagues that I was in. And I opted for Jose Ramirez, who's doing terrible and won. Actually, I picked him eighth. And I opted for a couple other guys. So it's painful to watch these guys. But you know that Goldschmidt and Yelich especially are good players. And it's not surprising anytime they get in a hot streak. It's just when they're in a hot streak the first week, it really skews the standings.
Really does out there. The guy that you believe, or maybe you and your colleagues believe, that's really going to take a step up this year.
Byron Buxton, isn't he?
Mark's gone. Mark is hoping for Byron Buxton, who's a little dinged up already in the season.
He actually pinch ran and stole a base just now, so I'm happy to report. But that guy, there's always one thing or another. I do have a couple shares of him, and they call me the Buxton guy. And I don't think that's fair. I said if he goes 20-30, I'm the Buxton guy, but I only have a couple shares, and I got outbid in a couple places for him. Buxton could be. I think Yoan Moncada could take a big jump. You know, just look for the guys with a lot of, you know, tools, a lot of skills, and, you know, maybe he had 17 homers, 12 steals, batted 235. Maybe Moncada this year goes 30-20, 275. You know, it's not always linear. Sometimes these guys just make a jump. The light bulb goes on. They have enough major league experience, and they sort of just break out and turn the corner. So I think Moncada is a good breakout candidate as well.
Well, so far so good. Hitting .450, hit another home run today for the White Sox. How about the rookies? We got some amazing rookies. Tatis, obviously, probably leading the way. Eloy Jimenez for the White Sox, off to a little bit of a slow start, but there are guys everywhere.
Yeah, I like, obviously, Vlad's the obvious, and I think he'll be up in a week or two. He had an oblique injury, but he's already hitting. And, you know, he hit 400 at AA. And we said, well, it's AA. But Mike Trout, if you sent him to AA, would probably hit 380. You know, I mean, almost nobody hits 400 in a high level of the minor league. So this guy's probably one of the 20 best hitters in the world right now. And I think he's going to come up and hit right out of the gate. I think Jimenez is going to hit. He was too good in the minors. I mean, he was hitting for power, and he wasn't striking out. He was hitting for average. He has gotten off to a slow start. I think Tatis has the tools and maybe really good in a couple of years. I don't know that he's going to do it right away. He'll probably hit some home runs and steal some bases, but I don't know about the batting average this year. But you're right. It's a really deep rookie class, and it's kind of exciting. I mean, there's just so much young talent in the game. I mean, Acuna just signed his extension, and Acuna's only 20. Juan Soto's only 20, and those guys are already stars.
Chris, with the emergence of bullpens and sixth inning guy, seventh inning, eighth, ninth inning guy on a lot of staffs, how much, if any, have you devalued starting pitching from a fantasy standpoint?
Well, we'll see if my strategy works. But what I tried to do was pay up for the real aces. And some of my aces, I told you, Sale and Carlos Carrasco have been terrible so far. But just pay the extra dollar for the guys who go seven innings into a game and get 16, 17 wins and 220 strikeouts plus, and then completely skimp on the guys in the middle round. Don't chase James Paxton or Jameson Taillon, any of these middle round guys. I avoided Mike Clevinger. He had a monster game the other day. Of course, one or two of them is going to pan out. But to avoid the middle tier and then just get a ton of pitchers, you know, in the 15th round and beyond. So go big at the top and then just go volume at the bottom. And avoid the pretty expensive middle tier. That's my strategy. I don't know. We obviously don't know yet if it's going to work.
All right. Chris and his colleagues have all of the answers you need at rotowire.com. I'll let you go ahead since we haven't had you on since football and explain what you have at the website, Chris.
Yeah, it's rotowire.com/trial. It is a completely free 10-day trial. You don't need a credit card. If you like the site for free and you want to subscribe in earnest 10 days from now, you can. But you get a totally free rotowire.com/trial. We have everything going on in baseball, cheat sheets, projected starters for the week, lineups before the games come out so you can make changes. You know, the football projections will be up by May 1st. We'll have football projections on the site, projections and rankings for every single player and PPR and non-PPR and half PPR, all that stuff. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
Yep, and not only for baseball and football, but for every sport out there imaginable. So be sure to check it out.
We're doing cricket even.
Cricket!
Out here in Lisbon. He's like, yeah, we're talking to these cricket guys. It's, you know, there's 50 million people who play on this app in India. So, yes, we have everything.
So if you want the latest in cricket news, go to rotowire.com.
I'm not sure we're as tight in cricket as we are in baseball and football yet, but that is the plan.
All right. Hey, Chris, good to talk with you. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us here on the program and our fantasy baseball segment brought to you by Imon Communications. Should let you know next Wednesday, we're getting into the spring now. Masters week next week. Caddy Smack is back starting next Wednesday, 1 week from today. Brian Haas will join us in studio. You, me, Swanee, we'll talk golf next week.
Look forward to it. It's a great time of year.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
By the way, when we went to Chris Liss, I didn't have time to call our friend Mike, who's in the tower at the Springdale Municipal Airport right outside of Fayetteville. So Kyle volunteered to give Mike a call and see what he knew about this flight schedule that apparently happened Monday, April Fool's Day, from Springdale to Iowa City to Minneapolis to Reno. What'd you find out, Kyle?
Well, first of all, Mike was not there. The guy who was there was surprised that we were given his number.
Somebody's losing their job.
That's Bill.
I told him I wasn't going to tell Bill's name, but... a couple things. They were aware of the flight, and he does confirm that it happened.
The flight existed.
The flight existed. But he refused to offer any insight as to what it was regarding.
You didn't get a passenger list, nothing.
And he was also pretty sure that Mike was also not going to be helpful. But he did say that down there they're looking for a coach who's going to produce. Go Hogs.
Hogs or Hawks?
Hogs.
Okay. Did he give you a suey?
No, he didn't.
Oh, but man, that would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he and Mike, they're aware of the situation. They know about the whole plane story. They know that we're paying attention to it, but they're not going to help us.
So in case you're joining us late, wondering what in the world are they talking about, this kind of broke late last night. Iowa, apparently an airplane from the Springdale Airport in Springdale, Arkansas, which is just outside of Fayetteville, on its flight plan was a stop on Monday in Iowa City, along with Minneapolis and Reno, Nevada. And now, of course, the rampant speculation that Fran McCaffrey is one of the top names as far as filling the vacancy of the University of Arkansas men's basketball job. Fran denies it. Rob Howe, friend of the show, friend of the station, by the way, will be on Thursday and Friday with Alex filling in. Got a hold of Fran McCaffrey. Fran McCaffrey said, I am not interested in the Arkansas job.
He said no, he hadn't spoken to anybody from Arkansas.
Rob also was sure to clarify that, you know, nobody, his tailor, his butcher, nobody had spoken in regards to that job.
My butcher's daughter's boyfriend.
Fran traveled to Des Moines that day for a student athlete conference or event of some kind. iClub event, you say, Kyle?
Yep.
Not sure when he left Iowa City. That flight from Springdale to Iowa City was scheduled to land at 2:11 in Iowa City. So, you know what? At least we made the effort. The investigative team was on it. We made a couple calls. We didn't make much progress.
We can't use iTeam. That's been trademarked.
It's overused.
We could. You guys want? I could break a little bit of huge news right here if you guys want me to.
I know you want to. You're just itching to do this.
There's been a run on extensions in the major leagues, and the Cubs, not to be left out, have extended one of their major stars through 2024. Third baseman David Bodie extended through 2024 with two club options. I hear they also might stretch him out in the pen.
Well, that ought to lock things up for 5 years.
All right. Good for David.
You guys can go on with your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the effort, Kyle. Appreciate it.
All right. Springdale Airport. Poor Bill. Poor Bill. Bill may be grabbing a box right now. All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get you a Bowling Night in America preview, as we have not forgotten about that. No controversies in Bowling Night in America. We'll get to it after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
The Leaderboard is a brand new sports bar in North Liberty with a passion for golf. Tee up in one of their five PGA indoors golf simulators featuring over 40 different courses. Watch sports year-round on the Leaderboard's 24K TVs. Play mini golf, skee ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games, and enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 too. Set up your tee time by calling 319-289-0152. The Leaderboard, 680 Mead Drive, corner of West Penn and 965 in North Liberty, where your next shot is your best shot.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, so you don't spend money on tools you won't use again. We'll even give you instructions on how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back at 3:55, we're going to get a preview of what's coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And one of those folks will stop by here before 4 o'clock today. Bowling Night in America, T-minus 4 weeks?
This is week 29 of 32.
Ooh, even could be three. Four weeks inclusive.
Yes.
Inclusive.
Season dwindling, and so are our chances, the Rusty Nail chances, of reaching the left-hand side of the ledger in the 14-team Evergreen League. And it's been a rough season, but we're going to play it out. Lanes 29 and 30 tonight. Diamond Edge, which features
Marcus
the
Mitz,
top bowler in the league, Marcus Mitz, who holds an average of 243 and change. I hope you have a 243 series tonight, Marcus.
No, that's mean.
No, it is.
Already got.
He understands.
You've already got Bill fired today.
He understands. We're both off, so we're going to have to rely on the young pups to get it done tonight.
Yeah. Go ahead and stop on by May City's. Summer leagues are forming right now. Ask them about it. The phone number to call.
362-0136. The website, maycitybullscr.com.
Back with more to close things up after this.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
Winter is coming to the Seven Kingdoms. That's a legitimate fear, but you shouldn't fear freedom. No annual contract and no bulky hardware is something to celebrate. You don't have to fear cutting the cord and switching to DirecTV Now, especially since DirecTV Now Plus and Max packages include HBO at no extra charge. So you get all the best movies and original shows like Veep, and you can catch every episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiering April 14th. Don't fear freedom. Get DirecTV Now. Compatible device required. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Back with you, about a minute remaining on the Gym Class to preview what's coming up the next 3 hours on the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Is Alex Kuhn. Which guy he's got coming up besides airplane talk and whatnot?
Well, that's going to lead the show, but Travis Hines is going to join us to sort of recap the Fred Hoiberg situation. Brian Dinkelman, the new Colonels manager, will join us at 6 o'clock, and Chris Emma of 670 The Score. We'll talk a little Cubs and White Sox baseball, and maybe we'll throw in some Chicago Bears talk as well.
I don't know if you're listening, but don't call Bill at the Springdale, Arkansas airport. I nearly got him fired. I was trying to get to the bottom of this McCaffrey story and the flight.
You almost got him fired.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
He gave me the number of the flight tower, guy, and flight tower guy wasn't happy with Kyle when he called. So
we may have a new part-timer here at KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, everybody.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.